And good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program here on a beautiful Thursday. Jesus is living in your heart. I don't care what the weather outside looks like. You can say it is a beautiful, beautiful day. So my name is Bob Arthurs. You have tuned into the Refresh Radio program, which comes to you Monday through Friday right here on this wonderful radio station, 91.5 FM WMIE, Today's Modern Worship. We're on 8:30 of a morning rebroadcast, 5 o'clock of an evening, 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM and some of their corresponding frequencies, which could be 99.9 FM if you're up in northern Brevard, 94.7 FM if you're in central Brevard, 100.7 FM if you're in south Brevard, or if you don't have an AM radio. So that's 1510 AM or 100.7 FM, 94.7 FM, or 99.9 FM, depending on where you are in the county. You can be able to listen to us all throughout Brevard County, 1510 AM as well. And we just a week ago on our Wednesday night service, there were some people who were asking. We were in our adult Bible study, and I said, you know, I just went through a lot of this on how the Lord leads us, and one of those aspects is the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. I said, I just went pretty extensively through this on the radio program. And they said, well, how can we hear that? And I said, well, you can go to WMIEFM.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page to listen on demand and type in a date, and that will give you the information that you need. You type in the date, you click on refresh with Bob Arthurs, and you'll be able to download it or listen to it right there as you're on your device. And I was able to show somebody how to do that right there in the sanctuary. The internet is a wonderful thing. It is really, it can either be used as a tool for evil or a tool for good, and we want to use that as a tool for good. Ladies, I want to announce to you again, just as a way of reminder, about the Thrive Conference that is coming up. It's a phenomenal ladies' conference that is going to be at the Daytona Beach Ocean Center Arena, October 3rd through the 5th. Christian ladies from all across the peninsular Florida area are going to be coming to that area. They have a sub-theme this year of Imagine. There's a hotel that is available, which is the Hilton Oceanfront Resort. There's a special rate if you register through the district office, which can be done. You can either go to pfwomen.com, or you can call 863-683-5726, extension 232, 863-683-5726, extension 232. I don't know if five ladies from Brevard County have registered yet. $75 is the registration cost. If you order before, or if you register before August the 2nd, and it's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Starts Thursday night, I believe it is. Let me see if I can find the schedule of services here real quick. It's the very last page. I got five pages. Registration starts Thursday at 2, and the doors open at 7 o'clock for general session, or 6:45 is what time the doors open. 7 o'clock is what time the meeting begins in actuality. So Karen Wheaton, Lindsay Wheaton Doss, Deanna Schrode, Sonia Figueroa, and Lisa Shaw are going to be the main speakers at this conference. But it is something, it's not just for older women. There's something for young ladies as well. There is a special young adult section. And for the first five people, first five ladies who register for this conference from Brevard County, if you on your registration form, or as you call in, however you choose to do it, mention Refresh Thrive. That way it shows that you heard it on the Refresh radio program, and that it's for the Thrive Conference, And the first five people from Brevard County who mention that get their registration, their $75 fee, for free. You'd still have to pay for your hotel registration. But I tell you what, you will not get an oceanfront hotel anywhere along the coast for $127. Now, you do have to pay to park and things like that as well. But $127 a night, if you split that up between two people for two nights, that comes out to probably around $70, $75 a piece by the time you factor in tax. You get more people in a room, it gets even cheaper than that. We never put more than two ladies in a room from our church. That is a tremendous opportunity that you have before you. So if you need more information, give us a call, 321-454-4263. Today we're going to move to commandment number six. Commandment number six, and again, this is a very wordy commandment. It simply says this: you shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. Adultery, we tend to think of as a physical act. When I looked up the definition in the concordance, it mentions adultery, and then it says this: to apostatize. Apostasy is a breaking away of the faith. So years ago, I was reading this article. It was an article on a mainline news site, and the person was writing this in retrospect. They had been raised in church. They were a godly teenager. And once they hit their 20s, they began to fantasize in their mind about sexuality. And, you know, they got to feeling like they were missing out on something that everybody else was participating in, so they began to research it. And they actually posed a question and posted it on their social media account, and it says, "What happens if I'm a Christian and I decide to commit or if I decide to have sex and I'm not married?" And to this young lady's surprise, she began to hear back, "You will lose your faith." That is what apostasy means, is to lose or to deny your faith, for it to become a non-existent force in your life. And she was really surprised by that, and she did not believe it. And so she decided that she would go ahead and become sexually active, and she said, "To my surprise, I became apostate. I fell away from my faith. It was no longer..." And even to that day, it was no longer the driving force in her life. It had been in her. And then there was this interesting thing that she said she really, even though she wasn't sorry that she became sexually active, she regretted that it had cost her faith, but not enough to go back and repent. I would like to throw in another aspect of adultery that adultery is breaking covenant. It is breaking covenant between man and wife. We'll see as we go through these scriptures that it is breaking covenant between ourselves and God. It's not just limited to a man and a woman relationship. It's not just an individual or individuals that can do it. A nation can do it. Israel was considered an apostate nation. It was told by God that they had committed adultery against him, the nation of Israel. He said the same thing about Judah after seeing everything that happened to Israel. Are you still going to not only do what Israel did, but take that to another degree as well? And so it is a very serious event. It is not just an event, it is a life-altering event. And so we are not supposed to do this. Remember, we talked about on a recent broadcast, is that because we are part of the family of God, we are supposed to be doing no harm. Does anybody remember when that used to be very important to physicians, is do no harm? I believe that they're still supposed to have that as part of the Hippocratic Oath, that you do no harm. And adultery harms individuals. It has a dynamic relationship on our relationship with God. It has a negative impact on our relationship with God, and it has ramifications that radiate out from just one individual or two individuals throughout the entire influence of their life. And so we're going to look at this. You shall not commit adultery. So what does it look like? I mean, you might think that you have it in your mind what it is, but how do we get to that point? And I think it's very important to look at it. It is more than just a sexual act. There's emotional attachments. There's thoughts that go into this. This is not something that just accidentally happens. It's a progression. And so we're going to look at that. The first thing that I want to share with you is Leviticus chapter 20, verse number 10. When you hear the mention of the word Leviticus, all of a sudden people start saying, oh, this is legalistic. This is legalistic. And I want to give a New Testament perspective on this. And it says this: the man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. When I read that, I thought of Adam and Eve in the garden, and in the day that you eat of the tree of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And the death that they experienced that day was a separation from the intimate fellowship that they had had with God. All of a sudden, they realized that they were uncovered. They realized that something had happened in their relationship with God where they'd never been afraid of him before. Now they all of a sudden had fear of him, and it was because of sin in their life. As a result of that sin, death came into the world. There were children, there were Cain, there was Abel that came into the world, and it didn't take long for them to grow up, and death happened. Cain killed Abel, and when that happened, Adam and Eve died just a little bit. I mean, you just don't want to go through that. There was more and more death. And, you know, if you go through Genesis, I remember when I was studying the Pentateuch in Bible college, and we came to a chapter in Genesis, and the professor that was leading the class, who was my favorite professor, he said, what is the phrase, the key phrase that you see and in this chapter? And we threw out a few suggestions, and he finally said, the most oft repeated phrase in this chapter is, and he died. If we are to look at adultery, we are going to see that it is an act that is going to lead to death. It's going to lead to separation. It leads to a separation in earthly relationships. It leads to a separation between generational relationships and our relationship with God. There is nothing good. There is nothing good. I'll say it one more time. There is nothing good that's going to come out of an adulterous relationship, especially one that's not repented of. Okay? Now, when we repent, if there's repentance, and I'm not talking about superficial, I'm talking about deep, heartfelt repentance, God is the Redeemer. God is the Redeemer. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 18 makes it clear that there is a difference between sexual sins and other sins. And I know that if you violate one aspect of the law, you're guilty. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 18 says that the person who commits sexual sins sins against his own body. There are literally physical ramifications that happen as a result of it. And so I think that we need to take this, and don't need to be frivolous about it. We'll talk about some of the consequences later, but it just suffice it to say that the Bible says that because God's people end up practicing sexual sin, it causes the nations of the world to blaspheme the name of God because we are not representing his name well. We'll come to that reference here in a little bit. It's something that we don't want to create a stumbling block for other people because of our behavior. So let's look at what kind of problem it actually is. So if you turn to Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 32, Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 32 says this: whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. So it says here that adultery is an understanding problem. It's an understanding problem. We don't understand that an act that we have right now is going to have negative ramifications for us elsewhere. This very much ties into what 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 18 says about sinning against our own body. When it says lack of understanding, it means that the person who commits adultery lacks feelings, lacks the will, lacks the intellect, and lacks the moral center to behave themselves in a holy and righteous manner as far as their body goes. Okay? Now, if I came up to a person and I told them that they had no feelings, they had no compassion or anything like that, they would want to punch me in the nose. If I told them that they were weak-willed, they'd want to smack me upside of the head. If I told them that they had very little intellect to be able to, they would not take that as a compliment. And yet, we are supposed to change our entire culture because someone is trying to redefine morality and they're trying to identify that which is immoral as moral and making that the new center. I'm telling you, a compass only works adequately when it is properly calibrated to find true north. We need to realize that there is still such a thing as absolute truth. And if we are in relationship with God, we are not going to be using our body as instruments of wickedness or unrighteousness. We're going to say, you know what? I do have a feeling for this person. I love them enough to honor them. Here's one of the things that I truly believe, and that is this. A person who commits adultery, both parties should recognize that if they do not have the moral compass to be faithful to God or to another person that they've already entered into covenant with, what makes you think that they are going to have the moral compass to be faithful to you? Oh, well, they would never do that to me. Until they do that. There's an old country song that said something like this: have you left the one you left me for? And so you've got to understand that a moment of romantic infatuation is not a substitute for heartfelt emotions. And I don't care if you're male or if you're female, and those are the only two options, you've got to recognize that faithfulness needs to be very important. Needs to be very important. You and I, we need to be faithful, and we need to have people who are committed to covenant with us. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I refuse to capitulate to society's demands that say, well, just because they're young doesn't, or if they're just going to not be able to control their hormones or anything like that. And I tell you what, that is a lie from the pit of hell, because with Jesus, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But it is not just a youth problem. It can also be a problem for the elderly. I remember reading an article years ago that described that one of the demographics of society that was being impacted by sexual sin, and they used to be called STDs. I don't know what they're called now. They're called something else now. But the particular segment that was being impacted with AIDS and HIV was the elderly. And they were like, oh, well, I was going to die anyway. It's like, wait a minute. This is not, there is no expiration date on how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in a right manner. God can give us the will. He can give us the determination. And it is not just outside of the church. There are people who identify as Christians who right now are living their lives and participating in acts that they should not be participating in, and they do it all in the understanding of grace. Now, I'm a little bit later down in our study. We're not going to get to it today. I'm going to read you a verse, and it's going to say, that's not what you were delivered for. You were not delivered to be empowered to live in sin. You were delivered by Jesus Christ so that you could live victoriously, so that you could live holy. And God is much more concerned with us living holy lives than happy lives. But if we will live holy lives, we're going to experience a joy that no one else can compare to. It is proven over and over and over again that if you do relationships God's way, you are going to have the most fulfilled relationships in your life. The world tries to convince you that it is their way, and it is not true. People who try to do relationships the world's way, whether it's an open relationship or an uncommitted relationship or a non-biblical relationship, they think that there is greater joy and satisfaction and fulfillment in that, and yet there is greater heartache and discouragement. There is greater depression in all of those situations. And I just encourage you, you know what? Wait on God. Wait on God and say, God, I want to honor you in all areas of my life and this way as well. It goes on to say, he who does so, which is commit adultery because he just doesn't understand, destroys his own soul. And that means to bring in decay. It means to bring in ruin and destruction. And it is going to impact his life, the quality of his life, and sometimes the very existence of his life. And we find now that people go about boasting and bragging about this, whether it is if they're doing a relationship outside of the biblical ideal of one man and one woman, they go around boasting about how they're living this aspect of their life. They go about boasting about the number of people that they've violated, dishonored. There's a whole lot of boasting that goes on, and they don't even realize that it is sapping away their life. It's draining their very life over and over and over again. So I just want to encourage you today, gain wisdom and gain understanding. You don't want to position yourself in such a way that you are going to experience another person's wrath because you decided to enter into a relationship with somebody that they were already in a relationship with. I encourage you to show restraint. I will tell you that it is also a spiritual problem. Okay? We sin because we're sinners. I want you to think about that just a minute. We sin because we're sinners. We're not sinners because we sin. It's a matter of cause and effect. We have a spiritual problem. And so if you begin to see unfaithfulness, if I can add that aspect to this definition of thou shalt not commit adultery, you shall not be unfaithful to the covenants that you've committed. If we're going to see that, we're going to have to understand that it is because that we have a spiritual problem. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, it says, "Then I saw that for all the causes for which backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. So it came to pass through her casual harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees." It was a spiritual problem where they said, we do not want to have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one true God. We would rather worship a bunch of sticks and stones and trees. We would rather worship things that were made by our hand than worship the one who made us with his hand. It's a spiritual problem. Spiritual problems require spiritual solutions. I tell people all the time, you need to have a plan in place on how to deal with temptation before you ever enter into the presence of temptation. That was what my wife and I did when we were dating. We had a plan in place. We're not going here. And we kept our spiritual platform where it was supposed to be, where it was, our eyes were on God more than they were on one another. We wanted to please God more than we wanted to please one another. And so I want to encourage you today that if you find the Holy Spirit dealing with you, I'm not here to condemn. This is not a condemning message. It's an empowering message. God wants to forgive you. God can forgive you, wants to forgive you, will forgive you, and he will bring something beautiful out of the ashes. And so I encourage you today that if the Holy Spirit's dealing with you, repent in this area and let God make something beautiful out of your life, bring you into that right relationship. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
But sometimes good things rob me. can somehow make it hard to see that there is nothing, nothing.